All right, a very exciting topic today, and it's exciting because I actually prepared something else as of yesterday, and then I saw Rabbi Franz Mar Mekaymus, and I got very excited. Because my uncle shared with me the following Shaila last week. He said in his town far, far away in Woodmere, the fire department is made up of many volunteers who are Jewish. And the Shaila that he realized was, is let's say your fire alarm goes off on Shabbos, and all of a sudden you realize, wait a second, this is just a faulty alarm. A bunch of Yidden are about to get in a fire truck and drive over to my house. Should I call them and tell them, no, don't come, there's no need to come? Should I pick up a phone? The Shaila is very much relevant to Chevrei Hatzalah. Let's say Hatzalah gets a call and you have more than one person who's responding, and the first guy gets there and he sees, no, not such a big deal. Or let's say you have a little kid who makes a phone prank, calls Hatzalah. And he says, yeah, I got him, they're all coming. We're going to see the fire, the sirens. And his parents realize what just happened. You're going to tell people to be Mechal Shabbos right now? They're going to get in their ambulance and they're going to start driving. So the father pick up the phone and call the Hatzalah and tell them it's just, everything's okay, no need to come. So for those who were here yesterday, Rabbi Franz really touched on a number of the main bar mekaymes of this Shaila. So hopefully this may be a chazar for some of you, but I'll try to bring all of you in who were not privy to that shir yesterday. So the sugi starts, it's a Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara talks about a owner of a balabayas who has a orchard, who has a field, and he sends an ama aretz to go take this basket and go collect some fruit for yourself. And the guy says, oh, thank you so much, he's on his way. And the balabayas realize, oive, this guy's going to start collecting the fruit, putting it in his basket, and he's going to start eating. Even achilas keva, which would be aser, even though he's in the field, he's not allowed to do that. I better take off meiser from the fruit that I have in my own house, and that will save him from doing any iser. So is there any issue with doing that? There is. Because l'chatchila, a person's supposed to take off meiser min hamukaf. All the vegetable, fruit, whatever you're taking off that's chayv meiser, needs to be together. What the exact parameters are, minamukav is a gishmak, sugi in and of itself. But that's really the ideal. They all have to be next to each other. Here, the Am Aretz, he's out in his field. And the Chaver, the Talmud Chacham, who's back at home, the Baal HaBayis, he's going to take off Meiser for something that's not minamukav. Is that mutter or not? So this was a machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda Anasi and his father, Shimon Gamliel. Rabbi Yehuda Anasi felt that it's kedai for the chaver, the balabayas, to take off meiser. It's worthwhile for him to do it. Rabbi Shmuel ben Gamliel said, no, can't do that. Why? What's the machlokes? So if you look at source number one, b'may komifigli zok de gemar, what's Rabbi and Shmuel ben Gamliel arguing about? Rabbi Savar nichalei lechaver de levin hu isura kalila. It's better that the chaver, the balabayas, does a small iser, an iser kalila, of taking meiser shaloi min amukaf. If I don't do this, Dr. Chaver, he's going to eat Tevel. Tevel's Chai Misa. So I'm going to save him by taking off Meiser. However, his father, Reb Shimon Gamliel, Savar Nichalei Lechaver Delevet Ama Oretz Isura Rabba, V'yu Afil Isura Kli Lelevan. Better that the Balabayis doesn't do anything. Just Shevi Al Tasa, the Ama Oretz will end up doing, eating Tevel. And that's it. It's not worth it for you to take on an Isra on yourself if that means that, even though it means that the Am Aretz will be saved. So that's one Gimar. Machlokes, we pass on like Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, that it's not worth it to take off. It's worth it for the Chavit to take off, to do a Yisura Kalila, a small Isra, to save the Am Aretz from a very large Isra. Problem is that there's Gemara in Shabbos, which seems to be a head on Stira. The Gemara in Shabbos, Dav Dalet says, Rebbe by Rabbaye. Actually, the Yaakov Emden says that it's pronounced Rev Bibi. But in Yeshiva, they say Rev Beva. I got that backwards. Excuse me. In Yeshiva, they say Rev Bibi Bar Baye. I'm so used to saying Rev Yaakov Emden. Rev Yaakov Emden says it's Rev Beva. Rabbeinu Abaye Abaye says that if you have an individual who takes dough and he puts it in his oven on Shabbos, the shaila is, are you allowed to take that dough down on Shabbos? So the Gemara goes back. Who's asking the shaila? Is the guy asking the shaila or somebody else asking the shaila? So if you go look in the fourth line in this Maramokai, it says, Amar Rav Shila, le'olam b'shoigeg, u'laman hitiru la'achirim. The owner of the bread, he puts it in his oven b'shoigeg, he forgot it was Shabbos, or he forgot that it's usher to do it. And then his brother standing there, and he said, what? How'd you do that? Let me quickly take down the loaf. Let me take down the bread. So maskef l'Rav Sheshes v'chi oimrim lo adam chatoi kedei sheyizka chavercha. Do we say such a thing that you should do an iser because redias hapas, taking the bread out of the oven in itself is a shvus, it's an iser derabanan? Do we say such a thing? Do we allow someone else to do an iser to save his friend, to save his brother from a much more chomerdik iser? Is it worth it? So says the Gemara, okay. Rav Ashi says, we're not going to talk about that case. But what do you see from this Gemara? That it's not worth it to do a small iser of Radiyas Abbas to save someone from a Chiyav Ratas. If he leaves the bread in the oven, the bread's going to bake. He's going to be over on Bishul. Bishayki, he'll be Chayav Karban. But taking down the bread is only iser derabanan. But you see from the Gemara in Shabbos, you're not allowed to do that. So it's a stira. The Gemara in Erevin sounds like it's worth it. If you pass on the Rebbe, it's worth it to do a small iser to save your friend from a big iser. But the Gemara in Shabbos is mashma. No, that you shouldn't get in. That you should not get involved. So how do you reconcile this? So the Rishonim there in Erevin and here in Shabbos and other places in Shas have this discussion. So let's first take a look at Tosfos. You see where we're going with this? The question is, should I pick up the phone to call the Hatzalah members, to call the fire department volunteers, call them, I'm going to do it. Is it derabbanan picking up a phone, right? Generally, we pass in that picking up a phone is only derabbanan. Rav Shlomo Zalman said that even according to Chazinish, as we'll see, he felt the Chazinish would also agree that a phone in this situation would only be derabbanan. So it's only derabbanan, and you're going to save the volunteers from getting in a car, which is the Chilul Shabbos Daraisa. So is it worth it or not? So the Gemara in Erevin sounds like it's worth it. The Gemara in Shabbos sounds like it's not worth it. So what are we going to do? So comes Tosfos. Tosfos, according to the one in Erevin here. V'had demasek perikam de Shabbos. Gabe hidbek pas betana de ein oimrim la'odam chatoi b'shul sheyizka chavercha. Ha'cha shayni. Here it's different. Why is it different? Here in Erevin, why are we allowing this to happen? Why would we allow the chaver to take off Meister Shalai min amukav? He says it's different. Shehu goyrim le laavar, shehu oimer le lakoit v'savish asar. Because whose responsibility is this? Who's the one who sent the amar to the field? The chaver. It's the chaver's fault. It's your prerogative. You're the one who caused him to go down there. You have to take care of it. Masha enke behidvik es apas. I was watching my brother. He put the bread in the oven. What was he doing? I didn't tell him to do that. So it's not my prerogative to take it down. It's not my responsibility. That's the Tosfos is the chiluk. Umiu kasha, frek Tosfos, I have a problem. The beperek tamin nishcha, the Gemara Pesachim says, Omar, ein lecha davar shemis akiv acher tamin shalbin arbayim. Normally it's halacha that the last carbon to be brought in the Beis HaMikdash on a normal day, is the carbon tamin shalbin arbayim. You're not allowed to bring anything. There's an iser, I say, of ashlama. You're not allowed to bring anything after the carbon tamin has been brought. There are some exceptions, says the Gemara. What are they? Kitayris and Neiris, Bechalashana, the Kant of Menaira, Upesach, Umechusar, Kippurim, Barve, Psochim, Bilvad. Carbon Pesach is brought, that's the Mishnah, that a carbon Pesach is brought after the carbon Tamid. But there's another exception, Mechusre Kippurim. What is Mechusre Kippurim? Somebody, let's say, was a Zav, and they want to, they were Tamei, and they, in order for them to bring, to eat Kachim, they need to bring a carbon. Let's say they forgot to bring a carbon. They just slipped their mind, they forgot. And now they realize, oive, we've already brought the carbon tamid. I can't bring any more carbonis. I need to bring my carbon Pesach. If I don't bring my carbon Pesach, I have karis. So what do? Says the Gemara. We allow, because of the mikveh, we allow the kohanim to bring his own carbon, which is going to allow him to eat kachim, and then we'll bring his carbon Pesach. Pesach's not a problem, but we're allowing him to bring his own carbon, so that he can become Tahir and join the team. so that he could bring his carbon, eat his carbon Pesach. So Fractisus, what do you see from there? Who's bringing the carbon? The Israel's not allowed to bring the carbon. He's getting his friend, the Kayin. The Kayin's going to take his carbon, and he's going to bring it after the carbon tamid. The Kayin is violating an Isser on behalf of this Jew, so he could eat a carbon Pesach. Whose fault was this? The Zav's fault. This has nothing to do with the Kayin. So if Taisus says, if I'm right, then why is it that the Kayin's allowed to bring a carbon on behalf of this Jew? It's not Ba'al Yadcha. It's not similar to the case of Erevin, where the Chavar sent the guy to the field. The Kayin didn't tell this guy. He didn't distract him and until he forgot about his carbon. It's not his fault. So why is it that the Kayin's allowed to do this? Zayfrek Taisus. So Taisus says, another Raya. Skip a line. He says, V'chein Amar Hacha V'perek Basus, another Gemara in Erevin. The Kayin, the also Le'yabeles, if a Kayin has a wart, which invalidates him from bringing a carbon. So the Gemara says, Chaveirei choit chaloi b'shinav, kidei sheyasa avaydasai. A little gross, but it's the only way to do it. That his friend has to bite off the wart. He's not allowed to do it himself, because he'll do a better job than his friend. So it's a shinoi. And this way, the kohen can continue serving in the Beis HaMikdash. So who's doing the yisur? The friend. The friend is biting off the yabelis, and it's on Shabbos. So it's a shvus, a shinui, but he's doing an iser so that his friend can go do the avoida. So once again, this kohen who's biting off, whoever is biting off the wart, it's not his fault. He didn't create the wart. And yet we allow him to violate an iser derabanan so that his chaver doesn't do a greater iser of serving his balmam. So it says Tais, what's going on? So if you look to the second line in Taisus, he says, "Va'omeri sheyesh lachalek ba'hi dehidbik lefisha pasha." It's different. The case in Shabbos, where he's putting the dough in the oven on Shabbos, lefisha pasha shehidbik samal chachashecha. It's his fault. He put up the dough too close to Shabbos. Ve'afagav davi shoygeik. It's not his fault. Iboylei. I mean, it's his fault, but he's not bemazed. He should have realized. The case of the Kayin, he grew a wart. It's not his fault. Maybe he could have worn better socks. But it's not his fault. The case of Karn Pesach, Taisa says he wasn't Paisheya. Shachach. It's very interesting. Taisa is considering they're not a Paisheya. Masha ain't came here in Shabbos when we don't allow him to do it. Is when he was Pesheya. He should have known better. Should not have put the dough in the oven. So I have these two truths in. First one of Taisus is if you're the one who caused the Isser, you created the situation, you got to get him out of the situation. Then it's mutter to do it. Another teretz of Taisus is, it depends whether he's Pesheya or not. If the guy is a lackadaisical fool, you know, it's his fault, then you don't have to save him. As opposed to if, you know, what could he have done better? So then, you would be allowed to save him, do a small issue to save him. So let's go back to our case. Case of Hatzalah, case of the fire department. Would you be allowed to call them up and tell them to show up, not to get into their ambulance? It would seem to be telling them these two truths. If you say it's al yadcha, so I guess it depends what happened. Did you make the prank? Right? Maybe your kid should call up Hatzalah and say, I'm really sorry for doing that. Taka in the Shailas and Shuvas Kinyan Tayr makes this chiluk, and he says, if you're the one who caused it, so then you do have to call them. We'll get into whether that's Psak Halach or not, but that would be according to that answer in Taisus. According to the second answer in Taisus, and that would mean that if you didn't call them, let's say it's a faulty alarm. Not your fault, you know, the smoke alarm went off, and now the full fire department's coming out to your house. You didn't do anything. It's not al yadcha just because that alarm's in your house. However, if you go like the second teretz of Taisus, that's about pshia. So the volunteer, he's a nice guy. He's not being pshia by getting in his ambulances or getting in his fire truck. He's doing a wonderful thing in his mind. He's doing a mitzvah. So it seemed that according to that teretz of Taisus, you should call them. They're not being pshia. You should call them. Tell them not to come. So, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, there's a stira. How do you paskin? In source number 4, the Mechaber paskins, like the Rashba, And the Rashba goes with only the first Teretz of Tosfos. Fascinating case. This is one of Rabbi Franz Meir Mekoymis, where somebody is told on Shabbos that Nebuch, his daughter, has been kidnapped by a mummer and a whole gang, and they're going to take her away, and as they say, fashmader, and take her away from the religious life that she was living. So what do you do? And you find out that they're already miles away. You'll have to go chutzot chum. They didn't have cars back then. Getting in a car would be the same shayla v'daraisa, if you hold chum as daraisa. Anyways, without a car, could you go and save your daughter? Would you believe that the Rashba says, Hadavar tzarech talmid, and I don't think you should do it? That's how the Rashba paskin. He wasn't sure about it. But the Beis Yosef is not happy with the Rashba, and he brings her a Tosfos. He says, Tosfos says, Alts Pshia. Right? She's not a Pesheya. She's an Anusa. She's just being taken by force. It's not Al Yadcha. Fine, but that's the Rashba's Svara. The Rashba says, this was not on your volition. You're not the one who caused her to be kidnapped and then be taken away. So you don't have a right to violate an Isser to save her. That's the Rashba's Svara. But there's another answer I didn't conclude here in Tosfos, that if it's a mitzvah rabbah, tremendous mitzvah, it's worthwhile to violate a small Isser to save them, to help someone do a mitzvah rabbah, or to save someone from doing a very big aveira. So says the Beis Yosef, "Ein lecha aveira gedayla mizu." Come on, the kid is going to go after derech. I mean, she's not going to be from the rest of her life. So says the Shulchan Aruch, he doesn't even bring the Rashba. Misha shalchu leisha itziu bitam yibeis soy b'shabes leitziu mechal Yisrael. Mitzvah lasum lederech pa'amev lihishtadu batzalasa. It's a mitzvah to go safer. Problem is, the Ramah doesn't say anything over here. He just says, take a look at the end. V'ayin l'kaman sim shin chav ches. What does he do in shin chav ches? In shin chav ches, the Ramah paskins like the Rashba. Save a steer. Mechaber paskins like Tosfos. And the Ramah paskins like the Rashba. So the answer, the basic answer that the Magen Avraham and the Taz give is it depends on the case. Where you have a girl who's being kidnapped, so she's going to be violating Isurim the rest of her life. The case that the Ramah talks about in Shin Chav Ches is where a person's only going to do an Aveira once. So it's not worth it for you to do a Chilul Shabbos to save him from one Aveira. One versus one, not worth it. That's how the Taz and the Magen Avraham reconciled the Mechaber and the Ramah. So it would seem based on that, if you make one phone call and you're going to save them from doing one Chilul Shabbos, would you be allowed to do that? The Hatzolah member is not going to go after Derech because of this. Neither Rabbi. In his mind, he's doing a mitzvah. So it would seem that you would not be allowed to call. According to Halacha, according to Shulchan Aruch, you would not be allowed to call the Hatzolah to tell him not to come. However, comes Rav Asher Weiss, in the Minchas Asher, and he says, this is not relevant. Because in these situations, the individual is an onus, is an oinus. Masha Enkin, the Hatzalah member, is a shaygig. What's the difference between oinus and a shaygig? A oinus knows all the information, and he doesn't have a choice. A shaygig, he's acting with his own ratzai, but he's missing information. Had he known that information, he wouldn't do what he's doing. So Rav Asher Weiss Tain is that this sugi is not relevant because the Hatzalah member is a shaygig, he's not an oinus. Where do you find that to save a shaygig, you're entitled to do that? So in fact, Rav Asher Weiss recognizes that where he's going to go here, he's going to argue on three of the greatest paiskim of our generation. This shaila of the Hatzalah members was asked to Rabbi Yashiv, it was asked to Rav Vosner, and it was asked to Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. They all paskined not to pick up the phone. Let the Hatzalah members come, the firefighters come. What's the reasoning? Not our sugya. Because maybe they held, according to what we just learned, it should be usher for them to come out. If it would just be because of our sugya. They come from another sugya, another halacha. Take a look here at source number 6. It says, Amduhu. Perish is boinenu b'machlosei v'sharu. The doctor, amdu haroifim. You have an individual who's sick. The doctors assess him and they say, this guy needs attention immediately. Go be mechal al Shabbos. We need grey grace. Okay, we need dried figs. Shetzach gregeris achas. But he only needs one fig and then he's going to be good. One fig and he'll be safe. So what's the halacha? What happens? V'ratzu asara. You have 10 Yidden who are standing there. They hear, he needs a fig. He needs a fig. They start running. V'heviu l'kol echad gregeris. And each one brings his fig. And he's so happy. Kulam piturim. We find, they all return. They find out he got the fig already. It's just Mechal Shabbos. He already has the fig. Sokta Mechaber, don't worry. You're all off the hook. Kulam piturim. Not only that, v'yeshlem socher toiv meis Hashem afilu hibri barishayna. You all get schar for saving a life. Schar, you get schar in Shemaim. You guys did a gevaldik mitzvah. Even though he didn't need your gregres. So comes from Shlomo Zalman. He iterates this the most. Look in the next source 7. Nishmas Avram was a doctor, a Talmud, Dr. Abraham, Talmud of Shlomo Zalman. And he says like this, in this situation, asur l'tzaltzil shuv l'roifei harishayin, you are not allowed to call back that doctor, kidei limnoya mimenu chilul Shabbos l'shav, just to stop him from doing extra chilul Shabbos, which your mind is chilul Shabbos. V'omar li, ha'goyin v'shleim z'aman arbach z'atzal, sh'mekeven sh'oso rofei mechavel l'shabbos beheter, that doctor is getting in his car, he's doing it beheter. And he's trying to save a nefesh. You are not allowed to violate any avera to prevent this doctor from violating numerous isurei Torah. The doctor is doing nothing. He's not doing any isur bechlal. He's trying to do a mitzvah. There's no isur going on. He does qualify at the end, by the way. If there's a guy nearby, tell the guy, you know, can you give Hatzola a quick call? Tell, can you just call my doctor? Maybe it's better to do that. A shvus, it's also a shvus, Amir Lakum. Perhaps it's a shvus to shvus. If the Nachri is going to use a phone, it's a shvus to shvus. Makum Tzarech Gadol. It's interesting he's calling it Tzarech Gadol. What to wait? If there's absolutely nothing going on over here, is there an Isser? If there's no Isser, if his mom's doing a mitzvah, is this even a tzarech bechlal? Rishon Zalman still felt that it is. Something to ponder. Why? Is this considered a tzarech bechlal? I mean, as you'll see, Rav Asher Weiss definitely considered a tzarech. But before we get to Rav Asher Weiss's argument, so Rishon Zalman, he said, absolutely do not pick up the phone, let them come if they've already been called. What about Rav Osner? A very short tshuva. I really just took out one line from the tshuva that was relevant. He says, "Pashut kimei shekasuv gam kvaidai." It's clear as day, exactly like you, the shayl to ask, wrote, "Dizeh shen nasa bechinam." This hatzala member who's traveling in Isa is a klal. He's not doing anything wrong. Did nothing wrong. Nothing wrong. And I don't see any reason why you should call him. I couldn't find where Rabbi Yashiv said this. I don't know if it's written anywhere, but Rav Asher Weiss says Rabbi Yashiv also passed him this way. But Rav Asher Weiss wants to take on the three Gedolei Hador and argue that really you should pick up the phone and you should call. Let's deal with that. Look what he says here, source 9. It's a chelek beis simen chav beis. He says, "Ubar ani lachlek al divrei ma'orei hador." In his humility, he's saying, I'm not sure if I could argue. Ach teirehi v'lilmer ani tzarech. He says, but I have the following problem. This is teireh. Torah, everything's open. We don't just say, well, he paskin and that's it. I'm not thinking about it twice. Torah munachas bekeren zavis. We are allowed to analyze and probe and ask, and we should, and we are encouraged to do that. So says Rav Asher Weiss, lofi ani asdaiti nira de halachas utluyet legamri b'machloikas hanal. He says, I feel that this discussion has absolutely everything to do with that machloikas of the Rashba and Tosfos. This is not a mitzvah. This is not irrelevant. This is very much relevant. The haloi be'emes kol aseres ha'anoshim shalokdu groigreis le'osu mitzvah klal shari be'poya le'hitzilu es ha'nefesh. Let's analyze first this case of the 10 people running and they're all bringing their dried fig. Each one thinks they're doing a mitzvah, right? Mechaber says they're all potter. They get tzchar up in Shemayim. But says Rav Asher Weiss, do you think that they didn't do any Chilul Shabbos? There's no issue, they didn't do anything? He says, I argue. He said, Aloi be'emes kos, they all, Aloi osu mitzvah klav, they did not end up saving the life. Sha'arei be'poy lo'itzi osen, u'me'le borer, he holds that it's clear, These are individuals who have committed chilul Shabbos. Well, when the Mechaber says that they get reward up in Shemayim, it's not because they did a mitzvah tzalos nefashis, but rather they tried to do a mitzvah. And we know the famous Gemara in Kiddushin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers the thoughts, the good thoughts of doing mitzvahs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, oh, gevaldik, you wanted to do a mitzvah, I'm going to give you schar for that. Af she'en kan ma'isa mitzvah klal. So Rav Asher Weiss argues that these individuals, these Hatzalah members, these doctors, who are these firefighters, they are all rewarded up in Shemayim, but I'm sorry, they have done Chilul Shabbos. They're exonerated. This is not going to be held against them, but at the end of the day, they did a Ma'is of a Chilul Shabbos. And he wants to prove this Ma'is of a Chilul Shabbos from a tshuva of Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe has a very interesting tshuva in Source 10, Yoredei Chilul Aleph Siman Gimel. He says this, he asks the following question. If somebody would put, let's say you have an individual, Mamasha Rasha, Rasha Marusha, and he says, I'm going to have fun today. I'm going to go over to my friend, I'm going to put a gun to his head, and I'm going to say, you better eat this chazer, or I'm going to shoot. He knows he's not going to shoot. His friend, obviously without a choice, is going to eat the chazer. Did he do anything wrong? The friend, not only is he an onus, doing a mitzvah, chai b'hem. He's saving his life. He's going to eat chazer. Yaver v'al yeharek. So the one who's holding the gun, is he held accountable for what he's doing? Is he oiver and lif ne'iver? Fascinating shayla. He's having fun. Zokter Moshe Feinstein, it's pashut that the man is oiver and lif ne'iver. Look what he says. V'gam pashut. The one who's eating the chazer, he's not going to violate any iser. Even though this individual is an oynis, he's going to be off the hook. At the end of the day, the ma'anis is over, leave na'iver. Why the alkol panim nasa al yodai iser v'hu'einoyonus? The one who's holding the gun knows exactly what's about to happen. He's going to eat chazer, and I, the one who's holding the gun, I'm not an oynus. So Rav Asher Weiss sees from the tshuva of Rav Moshe, on your own time, you can take a look at the rest of the tshuva that I quoted here, that Rav Moshe holds that even if a person's an oynus, they are still doing an iser. There's a maisa iser which creates a mitzias ra. There's something wrong that happened, and the one who could be the goyim for that can be held accountable. He's oiver and lif neiver. If an oynus is nothing, then why? How could a person be oiver and lif neiver? They didn't do anything wrong. Vice dice that there is an iser going on, and there's something that we need to rectify. With this argument, says Rav Asher Weiss, it's worth it to call the Hatzalah and tell them, do not come. Either an oynis, they're a shayg, whatever you want to call it. Doesn't matter. They're still doing an iser. They're getting in a car. They're getting an ambulance on Shabbos. And you have an achrayus to prevent that from happening. Now, he's making a very big assumption. Until now, we understand that to stop a person from doing an avera, mitzvah lahafrishay, certainly not cause someone to do an avera, lifnei iver. But do you have a raya anywhere in Shas that I'm allowed to violate an iser so that you don't do an avera? When that avera you'll be exonerated from? Till now we've talked about, say, the Gemara in Shabbos. The guy takes dough and he puts it in an oven. He'll be chayv achatas. He's going to be punished up in Shemayim. Okay, maybe this is worthwhile for me to do a small ched to save him from Gehenim. But here the individual is not going to be punished b'chol. He's an onus. He's not going to be held accountable up to Shemayim. So who's to say that I'm entitled to do a small iser to save him from that? So Rav Asher Weiss recognizes that this is a fair argument, and he addresses it. Listen to how he addresses it, and then let's see what we think. He says like this. I lost the place. 1 second. Oh, that's it. I was looking at Rav Moshe. Here, it's in right source number 9. It's 4 lines down. Last word on the line is vei. says, "Ve'ein litoin, you cannot argue with me, cannot claim the avsha vaday mitzvah lahafrishai mikol makom ein laver avera kedei laatzilam kaven the mikol makom mitzvah biyadam and mekalim schar." You're going to argue these people are getting schar, that tzala members are getting schar. So why should I stop? Why should I do an isser to prevent them from doing getting schar? Why should I get involved? The malon, in fact, the Rav Asher says, the malon b'mashem mekalim schar al kavanasim. Why is that part of my calculation? What schar they get up in Shemayim? At the end of the day, came into me kol mokim chilul Shabbos yeshkan. There's a chilul Shabbos going on. I have an responsibility to prevent all chilul Shabbos in the world, as you see from the Tshuva Ramesha. This person's going to be an onus if he eats the chazer, but I have a responsibility not to cause him to fall and eat the chazer. So the schar Shabbos, that's not relevant. And here's his raya. V'halegam ha'oichel tevel b'shoigeg. The case in Erevin, where the Amaret is eating tevel, v'soymich al chavar shetikin es peiresiv, ein enash, he's not going to be punished. U'mikol makim amru sheyafrish ha'chavar trumas ha'maistris shaloy min ha'mukav. Yet the Gemara still says it's worthwhile for the chavar to take off trumas ha'maistris, so that he doesn't eat from the tevel, even though he's not going to be punished for that. Right? V'yavar al isur is l'kidat z'misur rabba. V'hachanam b'nir nidan. And that's his argument. His argument is, it's worthwhile for you to save those hatol. Call the doctor, tell him it's not relevant anymore. Call the fire department, tell them it's not, we don't need them anymore. You'll save them from the chilul Shabbos, even though they're an honest or they're not going to be held accountable up in Shemayim. Afal pikin, it's still worth it to stop the chilul Shabbos from happening in the Velt. That's his argument. However, like everything, even the Tshuva Nadi Behuda, which is really Tshuva by his son, it's not easy to be medama milsa la milsa in this sugya of chatoi specifically. Because maybe we can make the argument that it's just not true. Maybe only when the individual will experience a einish, he'll be punished for what he's about to do. So then the Torah wants me to get involved. Torah wants me to stop that from happening. But really, is this a sound raya? This is the only raya he has. Look, Marnevin. It's the only raya. Is it a good raya or not a good raya? So I have three rayas, very short, that I feel that it's not a good raya. Number one is the Ramban. The Ramban there in Shabbos and Avdalid says, Tosis deals with Tosis' kasha. Tosis asks, what's going on? Have the Gemara and Psochim. We spoke about that the Kohen is allowed to bring the Mechusar Kippurim's carbon even after the carbon tamid. But yet, he's allowed to do that, but he can't take down the bread. What's going on? Look at the Ramban's teretz. In source 12, look what the Ramban says. V'inami, second line. First answer is interesting too, but what's relevant to us is the second teretz. V'inami shani hidvik pas batana b'shoigig. The lav, they change, I think it says, Amun says, Yisur rabahu she'efshar leil hiskaper b'chatos. That's not such a big deal. The Gemara Shabbos is not the end of the world. You know why? What's going to happen if you don't take down the bread? B'chai b'chatos, dealing with the shoigig. The Rav Shilu's time of the shoigig. What happens when a person does a aver b'shaygeg? He brings a carbon. What happens if you bring a carbon? Baruch Hashem, aver is gone. So the Ramban, at the end of the day, what's going to happen to him? He'll bring a carbon, and that's it. Shoyin al Yisrael. That's it. Masha inkin here. Ve'ein ridi yasel is chus lo shi'iftim a carbon. But you'll save him from having to bring a carbon. But over here, what's implied in this Ramban? The guy who eats the tevel, the Ramban's, right? He's also asking for the Gemara Nerevin. The guy who eats the tevel, he's going to be stuck. Stuck? I thought Rav Asher Weiss just said that there's no problem. He's not going to be held accountable. The guy who eats the tevel, the Amoritz, who goes down to the field. Excuse me. Is there a problem here? Is this Am Ha'aretz who goes down to the field and eats tevel, is he going to be punished min ha'shamayim for what he did? Ramban seems to indicate that he will. Rav Asher Weiss would seem that he won't. Second raya, Rabbi Kiva Eger and Shabbos on the Tosis and Shabbos. Look what he says. Right, remember we said Tosis has two answers. To answer it, for Tosis, just go over the structure quickly of Tosis. Gemara and Shabbos says you can't take down the bread. The Gemara and Erevin says you are allowed to take off tevel shloim minam, take off meiser shloim minam mukaf. How do you reconcile that? Tosis' first answer: it's your fault. You're the one who sent him down there. It's your responsibility. Tosis' second answer: pshia. Right? If it's the guy's, he's being a paisha, he's being an idiot, so then you don't have to help him. But if it's not his fault, then you should help him. Those are two choices of answers. Are they mutually exclusive or not? Comes Rabbi Kiva Eger and he says, Hach chilik de pasha l'chud, einay masbik. just to say Pesha, this difference between whether he's Peshay or not, that's not enough. Al hay de Erevin, to answer for this case in Erevin. Why? Daha im yaychal ama aretz, if this ama aretz ends up eating from the basket of fruit, hu Peshay ab atzmai, it's his fault. The einay me'aser, he's not taking off ma'aser. Tosis has to also still maintain that first teretz of Al Yadcha because it's not enough to answer Erevin. Which means that in the Gemara in Erevin, Rabbi Akiva Eger is saying that Am Aretz is a Peshaya. Someone's a Peshaya. Are they punished? Of course. It's a Peshaya. It's not a Shaykh. It's not an Oinus. It's a Peshaya. So the Ramban. We have Rabbi Akiva Eger. And lastly, I think this is a beautiful rhyme, the Goyin Yaakov. Goyin Yaakov is. We only have one sefer of his, I believe, an Erevin. Very hard sefer, gevaldige sefer. You can't learn Erevin without the Goyin Yaakov. He makes the following cheshbon. Make this as concise as I can. We said this machlokes between Rebbe and Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel in the case of Erevin about whether it's worthwhile for the chaver to take off trumas and ma'isers from shalom and amukav, right? His piles are sitting at home. Should he do it or should he not? Rebbe says he should do it. His tata, the Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel, says don't do it. So you mean to say, says the Goyin Yaakov, that according to Shimon Gamliel, anywhere in Shas, you're never allowed to do any Isser on behalf of another Jew? Because he's saying, don't take off Shrooms and Meiser, Shalom and Mukav. So you mean to say the Gemara in Pesach, and the Gemara in, other Gemara in Erevin, and by a Kohen who has the Yabalas, that's all not like Shimon Gamliel? All those cases, none of that is like Shimon Gamliel? It's all like Rebbe? One maybe could argue yes. But comes the Goyin Yaakov and says, no, there's a fundamental difference. The Kohen over there by the Abelis, the Kohen by the case of the Gemara Pesachim, he's not a Peshaya. He's not doing anything wrong. Masha'in can hear the Am Ha'aretz is a Peshaya. So Shimon ben Gamliel says, look at the line, look at the Goyin Yaakov right over here. He says, the end of the first line, Lo Yafilu Tamer Shimon ben Gamliel. Hacha L'takanta Da Am Ha'aretz L'Chashu. We are not, according to Shimon ben Gamliel, we're not going to save this Am Ha'aretz from eating Teva. Come on, this is too much to ask from us. You know why? The Chol Am Ha'aretz Peshayahu. It's his fault. The Mibay Lelishul Lerabanan, Mibay Yisurei. He could have gone and asked his Rav. He could have taken on Meiser. Why is he just eating this without doing anything about it? He's a Peshayah. Aval Hasam. Person grew a wart. Ma'is Lelamefa. What's he supposed to do? Akarche Baltim Mitzraba. It's against his Ratzin. So you have now Rabbi Akiva Eger, the Goyin Yaakov, and I believe the Ramban, all learning that Gemara in Erevin, that the Am Ha'aretz is a Peshaya, and which I think would imply that he will be held accountable. He will be punished. Which means we have no Raya at all in Shas, that it's worthwhile to do a small Isser to save someone from an act that he will not be held accountable for. But there's a Metzius Ra. We could agree. Again, Rav Asher Weiss is arguing, using Rav Asher, to argue under Shlomo Zalman and Rav Osner and Rav Eliyashiv, who all believed, it's hard to speak for Rav Eliyashiv, you don't see what he says, but at least Rav Osner and Rav Shlomo Zalman both wrote it, they said explicitly, there's no Meisis, the Hatzolah member who gets in the truck, he's not doing anything wrong. So if you want to argue on that, and say no, we'll say like Rav Eliyashiv that he is doing something wrong. Okay, he won't be held accountable, but he's doing something wrong. Now you want to prove to me, that even if he's not going to be held accountable, if he's going to do something wrong, it's still worth it for me to pick up the phone. You need a raya. You need a raya. And therefore, finis daiti, I'm not done. We have to learn Torah and Meiv Esrim. At this point, I would not be comfortable picking up the telephone to call them back and rely on the Shleishas Gedayla Olam of Yashiv Rav Shlomo and Rav Shlomo Zalman. Yeah. Beis Yosef didn't like that. He went with Taisvis. They should save her. Right. No. She's an Aynes over there. But that's a much bigger Aveira. Right? That's the Taz. I'm saying the Taz is Mogen Avram. They're it's going to go on forever. So you have a Raya that this one time that I should also pick up a phone and do an Isser? Like all the Achrayim, Mishnah Berurah, and everybody else, yeah. No, because had he known this information that there is no situation. No, he's doing the right thing. He's not going to be punished. No, but the shaila is here. Is there any maisa ra? Is there any chilul Shabbos? That's what Rav Asher Weiss is arguing. And I'm not debating. He could be right. You know, I think that this is a bigger discussion. You know, how exactly... That's exactly what Vashavai says. He brings a book from let's say a person, he argues, a guy goes and he sees a whole building collapse. And he starts on Shabbos and he starts unloading the entire building and there's got to be... And he gets to the bottom and there's nobody in there. Did a gevaldike thing, right? Was he Michal Shabbos? Yeah, there was no mace. There's no one in there. It was a toast. He made a mistake. Had he had that information, he would have recognized, I'm not going to start with this. It's a toast. It's pikuach nefesh but toast. That's his argument. You are new, yeah.
Yeah, assumption. You dug,
100%, because you're trying to save somebody. There's somebody that you're trying to save. This is pikuach nefesh but toast. There's nobody here. Same thing, Hatzalah showing up, and the guy's already been taken off to the hospital. There's no one here. It's different. It's Pekuach Nefesh B'Tois.
We're going to arrive from Aden by Kiddush HaKodesh, then we tell all the Aden to come travel. It seems like we're doing this, but we don't want them to not come. Right? So we're going to
There could be, I don't remember the Gemara exactly, but Rabbi Akiva, right, he wanted them to come, right, otherwise they're not going to come in the future. So when he used that Sfarah to say, don't tell Hatzalah members not to come now because they won't come in the future. I don't know if we can be Medama Milsa Lemilsa necessarily, you know, how difficult it is. This is their job, this is something that they do all the time. Like to be Medama Milsa Lemilsa like that, you know, not so easy to do that. But I hear the concept definitely resonates, but... To be able to bring a raya from there, I'm not sure if they'll be comfortable doing that. Right, but he's saving himself from doing a iser. You're saying, if according to Shlom Zalman, he's not doing any iser b'chlal. So then why is it worth it for the doctor to pick up the phone? Right. Happens to be, when he picks up the phone, does he know why he's picking up the phone?
You know.
Yeah, but for him, he thinks he's picking up the phone for Hatzalas Nefashas too. It's Maishna. If anything, he's doing a small erser. Okay, Shukayach everyone. Klak v'yamatz.